Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Not so much that's something you want to target, but I do think, you know, myself and probably a lot of people, you know, you're able to get more conviction on a player if you see him in person and you're around him more and you kind of understand. And it could be conviction either way, conviction that you do really like him or conviction that you don't like him as much for your team. So I do think that helps a lot. And all the touch points you have, I think, you know, I believe in that. Not every team believes in that, and, you know, to each their own. But for me personally, for me to, you know, that helps quite a bit. So to see him at a game, to see him at the Senior Bowl, we interviewed him at the Combine, came on a 30 visit. So, you know, all those things help.
General Manager Adam Peters after putting together a five-player draft class. Welcome back to Grant and Danny on the Fan live from Capital One Arena ahead of the place to be tonight for DC Sports. Caps, Canadians, Game 5, a chance for the first home clincher in 10 years. All of our playoff coverage for the Capitals on the show brought to you by Ace Trim Carpentry. For over 25 years, Ace Trim's been a trusted trade partner for new home builders in the DMV. They specialize in full-service interior trim carpentry, handling everything from supply to installation, turnkey and hassle-free. Contact acetrim.com today. That's Ace Trim, the home builder's trade partner. Danny, the Commanders draft class, they did not trade back, so you could ding them there if you want to because they didn't add picks. They did not draft an edge, maybe the only hole in their operation. But it's hard to argue much with the picks they made when they were on the clock, the idea behind the picks. So we're looking for a word from everybody at 800-636-1067 to sum up your feelings on this draft class.
Athletic. That's what I come back to. We now know what their type is. Year one, it may have been, okay, well, this is what they're trying to do this year. Maybe there's a theme going forward. No.
That's just how the board fell.
Yeah, right. No. Like there's different different variables. You kind of don't know. Now we're two for two in terms of sample size. I got a good feeling. We'll better be able to predict. We talked about this. Not in a bad way, but you get to know the personality, you get to know the proclivities of the executives. Do they like, you know, production over upside or traits over this or, you know, whatever you're weighing and balancing. Now looking forward, I'm gonna go. And when I start looking at the different prospects on the various boards, I'm going to that RAS, that raw athletic score composite, right? Which measures everything that you did from the 10 yard to the shuttle, to the 40, to the vertical jump, broad jump, everything in between, what size you are relative to the position. And it lets you know, is this guy bigger than average, quicker than average, stronger than average, faster than average? And if the answer is yes, in most part, you get one of those green scores, which says they're athletic and it's an elite RAS score. Washington drafted five guys that are all in the green. That's their type.
Successful. I think this was a success of a draft. Adding Connerly at 29, while not what I was predicting or projecting, makes perfect sense. That's another word I would use, right, is mindful. Or it did make sense. You know, you can kind of look at every pick and you go, oh, yeah, they had a need there or they needed that. And it was predictable in a sense, even if we didn't see the Connerly move coming, because your number one asset's Jaden Daniels and you have to protect him. So now your strength – is perhaps having bookend tackles for years to come with Laremy Tunsil on the left and Connerly on the right. I thought the Amos pick was fantastic. I did not think he'd be available at 61. In fact, never mocked him to them for that reason. I thought he'd be gone early to mid second round. That was a good value play. They had to get twitchy and speedier at wide receiver. I thought replacing Alamide Zaccheaus would be nice, getting someone who could do some of the bubble and smoke stuff on the outside and do some of the gadget jet stuff in the backfield. Enter Jalen Lane, who's going to be on the show in 2 hours today at 4:30. And then, look, when you make a pick at the end of round six or into the end of round seven, if the guy makes the team, great. And that's Kane Medrano, the linebacker. Maybe you get some team's contributions from. And the running back we're going to have on in about a half hour, Ja'Cory Merritt out of Arizona. Not speedy, not the back I was looking for, but a guy that kind of fits in with what they've got in the room, powerful, one cut, gets up the field. He's the kind of dude, honestly, that if he was drafted in San Fran by Kyle Shanahan, I bet you he'd have like 900 yards this year after the first injury to Christian McCaffrey. And next thing you know, in week six, he gets a start and he goes for like 126 on Sunday Night Football. Like, he's that kind of fit and runner. He's going to have some success in the league if he gets an opportunity. But I just thought it was a smart draft. It's not perfect for me because I would have loved to have had my cake and also ate it. Here I am telling you, I like the Connerly pick and I like the Amos pick. Well, if that's true, there's nowhere else you could have traded back and gotten much value. If you came back from Lane, even if you picked him up 10, 15 picks later, you're not really adding much. You're getting another special teams type player, maybe in the mid to late fifth round. So they had a choice, either take less than 100 cents on the dollar or stay put and get two real starters. But I do think it's very possible that they got two impact players and that's it, and maybe three guys that help them ultimately at any point when we look back in 5 years. Like, if Medrano is a hit, that's a huge win. If they get anything out of Merritt, I think that's a big success. Connerly and Amos, you got to be right on. Lane is kind of a tweener because of where he was drafted, but that's the job. You got to find a way to get guys that can help you into the deep round.
You need some of those wins, yeah. So I have a working theory. I will never be able to prove this theory, and I'll never probably get enough evidence to debunk or anything else. I'm just sort of in between on it. But here's my thought. I think if Amos had gone where a lot of us thought he would, which is maybe at the end of round one or early certainly in round two, I think they would have been more aggressive in trading back. I think they just kind of couldn't believe that this dude was there as good a prospect as he was. Again, I thought he was long off the board. I think they probably did too. And I think they kind of went, well, we got to do this, right? Instead of, you know, I'm just making this up. Instead of the 81st pick and, you know, the 102nd pick and taking someone's complimentary extra third round or comp pick, we'll take this guy who's going to start for us at some point, probably. I mean, the way we think of starters, a cornerback needs to be updated, I think. So you start three, you play four. Sometimes it's five, depends on if a guy's versatile or not. But that guy's going to see the field, and I think early. I think they couldn't believe it. So if he wasn't there and it was just regular end of the second round, I think they might have traded back. And again, I can't prove that.
Yeah, that's very possible, but we'll just never know
right. What
they were offered. Now, I saw people saying, you know how badly they wanted to trade back, so the fact that they drafted him tells you how much they loved him. Well, maybe. Or nobody called, right? Or somebody offered them 65 cents on the dollar and they said, no, we're good.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country. And the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed, because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Good. that could also have been the case. Nate's in D.C. on Grant and Danny joining us on the listener lines. Nate, you get one word to sum up this draft class. What would you go with?
I'm going to say it in my Mike Tyson voice. I would have to say ecstatic.
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 To be honest, I think it's bar understood amongst many of us fans that we did well in the draft. They might not have gone where some of us wanted us to go, but we did very well. And Adam Peters is trustworthy as far as like selections that he makes via draft, free agency. So it's just about seeing this offense and this defense in motion now, like just in live action, like, you know, the anticipation of Christmas Eve and all of that. So that's all.
Well, Peters is trustworthy, to your point, and has earned the benefit of the doubt with how he's operated. He's been here 1 year, and they've been to an NFC Championship game and just had their best season of my lifetime in over 30 years watching this team. But while that is true, and I'll set that to the side for a second, the issue isn't necessarily that he didn't make the right picks or maybe didn't do what they needed to do when they were on the clock. It's still, he only made five picks, and two of the five picks were from the end of the sixth round on. So effectively, the part of the draft where you normally add helpers, guys that are actually going to contribute, they made three picks.
Yep.
The part of the draft where you generally, I'm just playing the averages, talking percentages here, where you get potential stars, they only made two picks. And I'm not unreasonable. You're not going to get to make eight of those generally. You're not going to make, but it's just a lighter haul than normal. So when you walk in to the store and you only buy one chocolate bar, the chance that you get a golden ticket is not going to be as good as someone buying two or three chocolate bars. And that's kind of the issue that keeps me from saying A+ is it just was never going to be an A+ draft, probably based on you weren't going to be able to fix as many problems as I would have liked. But Connerly at tackle makes you a better football team. Amos, if he is who we think he is at corner, and either Sandra still gets kicked inside, or maybe Marshawn Lattimore, if it doesn't work out and he doesn't become what they think he's going to be in a bounce back year, maybe he's now your third corner if he continues to struggle. But it's okay. You've got a safety net here because Amos is going to play at a high level. So I really, really like what they did strategically when they picked. For me, it's just a matter of the quantity. And it's just hard for me to get ready to throw a parade when you took three guys in the top 200.
Yeah, I think that's all fair, that assessment, right? So,
by the way, I would have done it the same way. Not to cut you off, I'm sorry, It sounds like I'm hating on the draft.
Why do you hate the draft so
much? I'd rather have Laremy Tunsil and Marshawn Lattimore and Josh Connerly, Trey Amos, Jalen Lane than not Laremy Tunsil, not Marshawn Lattimore, Connerly, Amos, and two or three other rookies. Like, I'm four. I would have traded the Amos pick and gotten Trey Hendrickson. I told you that before the draft.
Yeah, I mean, the only one I'm not sure about now is Lattimore, but that's still, I understand why they did it, and I was in favor of it at the time, but now I don't know. But I'll give up my fifth-round pick for Deebo Samuel every time. I'll do it tomorrow if I get the chance to. So I think you're right. When you look at it, the totality, how did you spend your picks? Yes, on players, but you also spent your picks on acquiring other guys that have already been in the league. I know it costs more in terms of contract and salary, but that's kind of the point. You're using your chips.
Also notable here, I try to grade, if I'm going to use that word, or critique drafts from a philosophical standpoint, not a eval standpoint. What I mean is, when you were on the clock, what did you do in terms of position? What did you address? How does it fit into your football team? Because I don't know enough about all of these players. I can watch the same highlight packages. The one benefit for us in the media is I can reach out to people that are in the know that I have access to and get some strong takes and opinions that way. But mostly when I'm critiquing a draft right after the fact, I'm not trying to quibble with Adam Peters or the really smart scouts about the quality of the player if I haven't seen him a ton. It's more about, what did you address? Like, what was your idea? What position did you attack, et cetera? Scott in Silver Spring, you're on Grant and Danny. How are you? Scott, you there? You're on the radio. Go ahead.
Yeah. Hey, fellas. What's up?
Hey, man.
Yeah, I was going to touch on what I say great. And I was going to touch on a little bit of what Grant said. It's like, we got Deebo through the draft. Not, you know what I mean? And
that's
got
another one. I didn't name him. Right. Throw him on the pile. Ernie Grunfeld style. Deebo's on draft.
He's our fifth round pick.
So you got Deebo. You got, Tunsil. You got Lattimore. I mean, I got no problem with rocking that way, trying to win right now.
And I also listen to Mel Kiper and the Talking Heads, but I really don't listen. But I heard what Nick Saban said about Amos. I heard what other coaches said about Connerly. And if you remember last year, Nick Saban spoke very highly of Sanistrill. And he spoke just as highly about Amos. So,
yeah. I think Saban last year, thanks for the call, brother. I think he said that he liked Sanistrill as his best pound-for-pound player in the draft, something like that. He loved that pick, and he was right. I mean, Mikey was – he's a dog, and he is a culture-changing defensive player that meant a lot to them on the back end. He's only going to get better. AJ and Bethesda, you're on G&D. What's up?
Hey, guys. Appreciate you taking my call.
Yes, sir.
So I the last caller said exactly what I was going to say is, yes, I understand five picks, and my word for it would be speed. Athleticism or speed, you could use either word, right? But these guys are trying to get faster and bring real athletes to the table, even with the later round prospects. But I agree with the last caller. You didn't just get those five. You got Debo with your fifth round pick. And I'll tell you what, right now, if he comes in and does what he's supposed to do, I'll take that production versus what we're likely to see a guy coming out in the fifth round at wide receiver and that production.
Thanks, buddy.
I think that's precisely the balance, right, you're talking about. Now, sometimes a fifth rounder turns out to be somebody incredible. I mean, I remember Alfred Morris was, what, a sixth rounder? And I remember talking to him, you know, around training camp time. Maybe you think he could make the team as a fullback before he set the rushing record.
Alfred Morris from?
Florida Atlantic.
Attaboy.
Boom goes the dynamite.
There's Danny Hoohey.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.